Welcome to the Dennis Dernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. That's incredible news. That's just the best news of the day, as far as I'm concerned. He wastes nothing. That's an excellent way to view our lives, if you ask me. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Dernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind one of my favorite songs. It really is. I know I say that a lot, but it's the story behind my song, Glory to the King. This is from the live recording, I Surrender. This particular song was born on May 22nd, way back in 1997. Psalm chapter 86, verses 12 through 13 says this, I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever. For your loving kindness toward me is great, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. When I was feeling attacked during the period of this song, when it came to me, I felt like I would not survive this particular assault. The battleground is our mind, you guys, you know that. And in the current state of my life and my health issues, I am facing one such battle right now. It's the battle for my thoughts, the battle for my minds. Is God in control? Is God really healer? Is God with me? The answer to all of those is yes. By now, you may have decided that Dennis Dernigan has truly lost his mind. At least that may be the way it seems because of the nature and circumstances in which the bulk of these songs from the recording I Surrender were received. But the truth is this, God allows the testing of our faith because that faith produces endurance, and enduring through trials always leaves us a little more like Jesus and a little bit closer to Him as well. Fire has a way of cleansing us deeply within our souls, and knowing that God wastes nothing goes a long way in helping me receive grace to see my circumstances from His point of view. And from where He stands, I see victory. This song came as just a gift and a blessing for my old church, New Community Church.
Set me free. I will worship my Redeemer, who by His blood has washed me clean. I will worship my Redeemer, bow my life before my King. Glory to in my soul has not enough to say or do. The depth of love I feel for you. You took my sin away, left me redeemed. Glory to the King, whose blood has washed me clean. And all I know is knowing you has set my spirit free. Joy is I will worship my loves me like you do. I will worship you, no other. There is no other God like you. I will worship you, no other. I find my hope in your embrace. I will worship you, no other. Resting in your saving grace. Glory to the
Father, we worship you. We exalt you. We adore you. We bless you. Glory to the King of all kings. In Jesus' name, amen. In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we find God's word says this: consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Guys, we are wired as new creations to endure. But how do we endure? We fix our eyes on Jesus and walk in relationship with him, and we receive the grace he has for us in those moments, trusting that he causes all things to work together for our good. All things. He loves us that much. I do happen to have one more bit of advice for you today, and it's pretty simple. When in doubt, worship God. When you just don't know what to do, worship God. When in doubt, just give glory to the risen King. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you just take a couple of minutes right now and do that? Now, to help with the ongoing creation and cost of this podcast, I'd ask you to consider this as well. Would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, to find out information on how to do that, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And there's just one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. You can go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. Now, I have a brand new book out this year. Don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online, y'all. Or you can just click the link we provide in the podcast notes below and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Glory to the King from the live recording I Surrender, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And by the way, we do have a few CDs left if you prefer a CD. All you have to do is call 918-781-1200 or just go to DennisJernigan.com and click the bookstore button. Well, thanks for joining me, guys. I know I've already said that, but it means so much to me that you would join me here each week. Just thanks for going on the journey with me. If you remember nothing else about today's podcast or from today's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.